Welcome to The Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 reads like this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Contentment these days is a really challenging aspect of the Christian life. Everywhere we look, our wants and desires are cultivated and directed towards whatever we don't have, frankly. You can't really walk down the street. You can't walk through the mall to the extent that people still do that. You can't even really log onto the internet, check Facebook, Instagram, the X platform, anything like that, without seeing ads for things that you don't have, but things that you might want, or things that somebody's trying to convince you should want. Unfulfilled desire, unfulfilled want is a constant in this life. Whatever it is that we have, whatever it is that we desire, there will always be something bigger and better upon which our hearts will be tempted to set. Here in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1, Paul is at least implicitly addressing that tendency of the fallen human heart. He notes that the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has indeed blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Notice Paul's use of the word every here. Paul doesn't say, God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with a few blessings, and everybody kind of has a different one or two or three, but nobody has them all. No, rather Paul says that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us with every blessing in the heavenly places. Now, what this means for us is that by virtue of our union with Christ, by virtue of your union with Christ by faith, it's given to you as a gift. It's not something that you did on your own. You have, in a real sense, everything that Christ has. Now, this does not make you and I a member of the Godhead. It does not make us Jesus. Rather, what it means is that everything that Jesus has done for us is now, in a real sense, ours, even if we might have to wait until the world to come to see its full and total fulfillment. For example, Christ has a righteousness that he earned through his perfect life on this earth. And that righteousness is given to us as a gift by virtue of our faith with him. Christ is sinless, and through his sacrifice for us, in which we give our sin to him, in which he takes our sin upon himself, we are considered, reckoned, accounted to be sinless as well. You can check out 2 Corinthians 5:21 if you want to see the receipts for that. So, all this to say, there are a lot of things that we don't have. There are a lot of things that you and I might want that we don't get in this life or at this moment. And yet, everything that we need, we have in Christ. Somebody once said, you and I, we only have one A-list problem in this world. And that's how we are made right as sinful humans with a holy God. That A-list problem is solved through Christ, as he gives us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So I'm wondering today, as you kind of live and move and have your being in this fallen world, when you come across things that are not as they should be, when you come across challenges, when you come across unmet desires and wants, I want us to take that as an opportunity to look to Christ and meditate on all of the things that we do have in him, the things that are far more lasting, far more unassailable, and far more perfect than anything that we could have materially or otherwise. This has been the Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.